My friends, spring is in the air, and this upcoming concert season will be all about the way you look and about your boots. And Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like this. If you cannot make it into the store, just visit tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your next favorite pair of boots today.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to another fun episode of TFL Talking Trucks. And boy, do I have a special show today, because we're talking about four-wheel drive buses, four-wheel drive vans. We're talking about overlanding. And we have a very unique company called Torsus. And we have the CEO. We have Vakhtang Djougashvili. Vakhtang, did I say that correctly?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Thank you very much. And of course, my other special guest is Nathan Adlin.
Hey guys, good to see you.
And I'm Andrei Smirnov for the Fastlane Truck. And of course, Nathan is also with the Fastlane Truck, Fastlane Off-Road, and all the other fast lanes.
Indeed. And I'm really excited about this because we've been covering Torsus for a little while now, and they really stood out to us as something that was beyond your average grade off-road bus, off-road vehicle, off-road overlander. And it's great to talk to the source, so I'm really excited about this.
Thank you for joining TFL Talking Trucks podcast. If you love pickup trucks or big full-size SUVs, if you love trailering, towing, and going off-road, this is the right place to be. Together, we can make this podcast the most popular ever. Yeah, so Vakhtang, can you kind of introduce the company? Tell us, you know, about the company first, and then, you know, let's talk about some of these buses.
Yeah, so thank you, gentlemen, for this meeting. You know, it's hard to me to tell everything about the company. It's going to take a couple of hours. So just to pick up probably some main things. And I don't know, first of all, sorry for my English. If I will say something wrong, don't get me wrong. It's just not my native. But among what to tell, Torsus, yeah, this is a trademark of company Pulsar Expo, and we do specialize in building of off-road buses. We obviously have different conversions of our own vehicles, meaning that it can be not only the buses, but we think that we probably the best who knows what is needed for the people transportation in big numbers around the terrain. So, as I said, like we primary focus on the on off-road bus transportation, and we have now the two our main models: Praetorian, the big bus up to 37-seater, and the smaller brother up to 20-seater. But they both are very capable and both ultimate heavy off-roader.
So let's start with the Praetorian. I mean, this is like a big giant, but how tall is it, by the way? It's giant.
It depends on the specification, but it's in between 3.2 meters up to 3.66 meters, which actually kind of like two-floor building. and yeah, it's in the length of 8.5 meters. I know that it's not really familiar to your market in meters, but sorry, I cannot like translate it or convert it easily in other metrics than metrics.
So, that's but we can replace meters with yards, and then we're fine. Everybody can.
It's basically like 12 feet, so to speak. And in the United States, you know, the maximum kind of a highway road height is usually like 13 and a half. That's kind of how the big semi-trucks and the big, you know, cargo trucks, those are some of the height restrictions. So 12 feet is big, but it's also very impressive. Can you tell us more about kind of the off-road gear, the axles, and kind of what's underneath?
Yeah, so again, as we say, that it's ultimate off-roader. That's why we try to put there, integrate everything which is only possible in this size for off-roader. So we have rigid axles, we have differential lock of the front axle, rear axle, inter axle. We use Michelin off-road tires, which is kind of standard. Highest standard for the off-roading and for the mining. We have the without preparation folding depth of 900 millimeters, which almost like 1 meter. You just go through the water without any stopping, without any preparation, snorkel and whatever. It's 6.9 diesel engine in the line. Which many people say that it's not powerful enough. We say that probably it's enough for the task what is done, but also what is good with this engine, in extremely durable, meaning that like we didn't face for the whole time producing of the of these buses and before any single problem with the engine. So we consider it's really like high added value to off-road capabilities of the vehicle. And for sure, all these small details for off-roading, like super sealed wiring, special protection for the compressor, special skid plates. So everything which you potentially can break doing like heavy off-roading, it's protected with special either plates, either box, or whatever. Just you do the job or have fun and not thinking that you can break something.
Now, I've noticed that this vehicle has multiple applications with the platform. Everything from an ambulance, a police vehicle, obviously a bus, but being able to take people into oil fields or, you know, into the tundra. Also an RV or motorhome, or overlanding vehicle. And then everything in between, there are so many different applications that you guys have demonstrated on your website that have shown this vehicle to be an off-roader that can do quite a few different things. It's one of the reasons why we're so interested in it, is because there are so many different levels of this vehicle and so many different set of, versions of it. So I was hoping you could talk to us a little bit about those different versions.
Yeah, definitely. And thank you that you noticed. And for us, when we were building this vehicle, obviously it's like, it looks like a niche product. And it is a niche product. But the other question, how many niches will the company can fulfill? And that's why we were thinking that for us important to make the vehicle not only as a bus just for the touristic. So we can build something which is the platform which can be used for different industries, meaning that we can fulfill different niches. And that's the idea how pop up in our head. And previously the company Pulsar Expo, we were specialized in conversion of like standard vehicles in non-standard vehicles, and we have great experience doing wheeled excavators, repair stations, mobile off-road laboratories, and a lot of different stuff built on regular vehicles, trucks or SUVs or whatever else. And having this experience, we try to implement straight away in Praetorian. That's done for the purpose that, for example, even one industry have multi-purpose usage. I mean, for example, if we speak about law enforcement, from one way, this is vehicle for transportation of the personnel, but the very same vehicle can be for transportation of injured people. And the very same vehicle can be the mobile laboratory for repair of drones or whatever else they want to repair. Actually, we build all of these vehicles for their requirements, which gives, from one hand, synchronization of the fleet, meaning the spare parts, usage of the vehicle. And for us, it gives different opportunity to go to different sales. Sorry, that was another way. Also kind of couple of versions come to us with the request of our customers. We we're really happy that we could build the powerful engineering team and this industrial designers team inside of our company, and we can modify our vehicle according to the customer needs. Meaning when the customer approach to us and say, gentlemen, I would like to make special vehicle which have the dividing wall where I can have the cargo or kind of repair station and still to have the crew to maintain this repair station. So we do it in-house because we know the vehicle, because we created it. And we offer them exactly what they need. And we capture this knowledge and create from this the model. Why? Because we still think a lot of people asking in what countries do you sell the vehicles. For us, it's not really like question in what countries. For us, more question in what industries we do sell. Meaning if we sell something to mining industry in Chile, for example, I'm more than sure than in Africa or I don't know, like Australia, the routine of mining is the very same. So the vehicle which works in South Africa will nicely work in Australia. And that's why we're creating different models. We capture the knowledge from the market, what the market needs, and then we create it as preset vehicle. So, and that's how it's created. And usually it works in the way when the customer approach us and say, guys, I want one of your buses. We don't sell the buses. It is here's like bus, here's your keys, like see you next time. But it's kind of you go to tailor or kind of you go to doctor and they tell us, for example, or they not tell us, we ask them how it's, where the vehicle will be used, what terrain you will have. Based on what terrain they will have, we can pick up the proper tire. According to their routine, we can create the interior. For example, for heavy duty usage, we can use aluminum floor. For not such such heavy duty usage, we can use like regular floor. And all these like different options for different industries create different models that now you can see as the factory build ones. That's a story of how it's created. But mainly, we try to build the vehicle which suits nicely for the tasks of our customer, rather than we create some vehicle and try to push it through the market. Because it's still utility vehicle, it's still a tool, and we need just to make the proper tool for the specialist to have fun or like proper musician. So, if you understand my English again, I'm sorry that I'm
speaking great. So much.
It's perfect. But so do you see, you know, maybe some North American companies using these or United States? I mean, do you see there's some industry there, or is it more of a challenge to kind of introduce that?
It's a challenge. I cannot say some faults. We're really thinking in North American market, because obviously, like, without any doubt, this is great market, especially for RV and utility vehicles. But, you know, we have the different standards from Europe, and we want to go to your market with proper partner. We don't want to go there by our own to try to build the company from ground zero. Probably not, but to have some cooperation with really established, well-known professional partner in the States, that's probably the key to the market, how we see it as for the moment. But for sure, the market in North America exists. And nice sample to that, I don't know, can I tell it or not, to this legislation, but let's say this way, like United States traffic in our webpage, bigger than any other country in the world.
That's good to know.
There's a lot of interest.
Yes. So, I mean, we see here, you know, Nathan and I go to a lot of Overland shows, you know, kind of gatherings of enthusiasts. And, you know, the vans and buses are getting bigger and bigger and bigger, you know, usually. And there's some of all sizes, obviously, and truck-based ones and van-based ones, which is why we're kind of excited, you know, when we saw what you have here. Maybe it's a segue, Nathan, to the other bus, right? The smaller van that you have.
That's right. You guys have a smaller van that is obviously a little bit more compact, a little bit more affordable, and it's not quite as monstrous as the other vehicle. But this one is, how do I put it, a little bit more, I think, utilitarian for a larger market. It looks like you could actually do even more with this platform.
The small bus also, was born because of the reason, because we had it in our head for last 5-6 years. We were mainly focused on the Praetorian, because the Praetorian is a piece of engineering. It was really complicated to build, to design, to certify, blah, blah, blah. The smaller bus for us also cool that we have great experience with the big bus, and we can like put everything in the small one, make it absolutely perfect. One of the reasons that this bus exists, because the big one, obviously, like ultimate off-road, you can go really far on that. But for that, you need to have special driving license. You need to have special driving skills on road and off-road because of different G point, and actually it behaves a little bit in a different way. Still, you can drive it, okay, but like if you want to really have some like non-stop freedom, you need to know how to do it. And the small bus is way easier to operate. You don't need to have any kind of special driving license. It's the very same as your Mercedes. You just jump in, switch on, and you go. Because it's smaller, you don't need to have the special off-road driving skills, meaning that probably you could not roll over it. The other problem, just you need to feel where you can go, where is probably already But in general, it is really easy to use. And also with some customers, we realized that our bus is just too big. They say that the Praetorian is really nice. We really love it, very everything nice. But they say in some quarries, we don't use more than 15 people in one drive because of safety, because of the size of quarry, because of some different numbers. And they say, like, give us something which can be still capable to do really mining grade off-roading and the durability, and we will take it. And so we provide them, they're pretty much happy with that. And also was a nice, interesting side effect of the small bus. In some parts of the world, they say that for the big bus, because of the special driving license, they need to have the special driver. So this is like they hire one person who drives only one bag, then sits all day, and then he drives another bag. And they said, it's pretty much non-efficient. And because he has so special driving license, probably the salary usually higher. It's also kind of like non-convenient. The customer said that I need the vehicle where I can put the normal mechanic or average worker who still joins the position of the driver and the guy who is working on spot, which reduce like a cost of owning as a piece of a vehicle, meaning that low emission, low consumption of fuel, low cost of the vehicle. But it's also nicely effect on the salaries, which makes the like general ownership of the vehicle or the tool just going less. And that's why, yeah, the smaller brother is pretty nice, fits actually everywhere. So again, big bus, it allows you to go literally everywhere, like. We did not found where we can stop it, except of some crazy things already. But it needs some kind of special training. And we do offer the training with our test pilot. So the the owner, if it's physical person or the company, they can send driver and they can drive with a professional off-road truck driver, meaning he can give all these small tips, which are very important. And for the small one, okay, you also can do this test, but it's not like mandatory. You can do it by your own.
So what is this that we're talking about? The smaller vehicle, the van, is a TerraStorm, correct?
Yeah.
And it's based on a VW chassis, Volkswagen, correct?
It can be on Volkswagen Crafter, or it can be also on Monte G. So it's like two platforms that we can use for that.
Okay. So is this something you can kind of build on any platform? I mean, once again, I'm thinking about United States, right? So if you can do this with a Volkswagen chassis and you have a proper four-wheel drive van, and it could be what, 8 to 16 people, you know, you can have.
It can be in between 8 or actually in between 1 to 20.
Yeah.
It's slightly like different vehicles because of the size, wheel base, but the leitmotif remained the same. We don't do TerraStorms or Torsos on any other vehicles different from Volkswagen Group, meaning that we work only with MNA truck and bus. In terms of their version of TGM for the big ones, for the bigger our Praetorian, and TGE for smaller TerraStorm, and also Volkswagen Crafter as Volkswagen Crafter. So far it's TerraStorm you wouldn't see on the Mercedes or Iveco or any other vehicle rather than those two that I told. And it's done for a reason, because we really like treat our partnership. We really highly evaluate to Volkswagen for the partnership with us. And we, because of that, we have really like deep access to engineering. We can do it on the proper level with proper certification. So it's at the end of the day, end user receive like one vehicle, one solid torsus, rather than it's kind of batch of kits that you can install on each vehicle. And if to speak about states, we have some ideas for that, and not only we, but I think also Volkswagen have some. And I hope that with this joint execution of this idea, we can be also represented on the state market.
That's very interesting. So once again, multiple uses for both, right? And how does current pricing, can you give me a kind of a, some sort of a idea on pricing on both?
It's in euros. It's hard to me to translate it in the,
okay.
the head, but for TerraStorm, it starts from 57,000 euro. And the Praetorian start from 166,000 euro. So it's almost like two times different if we speak in the very same passenger coach versions, and it's almost two times different in the passenger capability, number of seats.
You know, something that intrigued me that you guys did recently, and some of our readers noticed this, you guys put out a press release that you were reconfiguring temporarily some of your vehicles with a kit to allow plexiglass to surround various seats right now because of COVID. And that way you can immediately remove some seats, put these pods in and separate people, making sure workers could get to various places, including hotspots for medical emergencies, that's including COVID. And a lot of other issues where you need to make sure that they're separated. And what I really like, and something that I think you guys did very well, is that you responded very quickly to the crisis. I haven't heard of any other vehicle manufacturer that went as far as you guys did in such a short amount of time to build these pods. And it's pretty remarkable considering, once again, the amount of time that you guys had. And I wanted to know, How big is this company? Because you guys responded so quickly, it makes it sound like there's 20 of you guys quickly running to the computer and coming up with this design.
Yeah, it's that's what we tried to be the very fast in the like in our what we do in our decisions and execution, because otherwise, like you have batch of other companies, they can do it. As well, so who first that's he can set up the trend on the market, I think. But in terms of COVID, it's more not like earning money on the disease, it was just our like kind of try to support the world's effort to overcome that. And what we're really proud of that we try to build something that can help just or to increase the measures, not to, how to say it, not to spread the disease around the world. So if it variable thing, we're really happy for that. Actually, it's also I would like to say that it's built with cooperation with our distributor and his client. That's exactly what we're saying, that when someone approach us and he have some kind of need, we try to give them the proper tool. So this COVID pods, that was the kind of tool that we would like to give to that mining company, that still they do maximum literally what is possible just to avoid any spread of COVID. That's and that's why, as I said at the start, we have the core of really good industrial designers who can do really fast. And because we know the vehicle from the start, literally everything as it built by us, So we can do it really fast. But what is good, and that was my involvement in that product, that it's still business. And this COVID pod, we don't provide them like kind of COVID special bus. This is normal bus with another system of ventilation and this like plexiglass coverage. But when the COVID will gone, and I hope it will be soon, this bus can be converted with 1.5 hour back in the normal 37-seater with the normal operations, cost-effective delivery of people and so on. So it's not meaning that you like take this COVID bus and send it trash because you don't need it anymore. It's just a normal tool, which is like Swiss knife. Today you use it for this and tomorrow you use it in the normal operation.
Yeah, I noticed it was modular, so it could pop it in and then pop it out, which is great. Yeah, that way you can reuse it. Yeah, your company is flexible and they respond very quickly to different needs. So that's very interesting to see, especially on a practical level where, you know, the audience can actually see what you guys have done in response to a crisis.
Thank you. But this, again, it's coming from the experience. For example, the soon we will release TerraStorm Smart Camper. It also have the kind of modular system where you can easily convert your coach into the camper or recreational vehicle. And the idea behind that it's still utility vehicle, for example, for filming crews where you like deliver your people, deliver your expensive equipment in one spot, and then at the weekend, within 10 minutes, you can convert it in a really efficient camper or this recreational vehicle and take your son and go to the fishing into the mountains for 2-3 days. It wouldn't be like extreme expeditional vehicle, obviously, but to have like 2 nights near the campfire with your family or with your friends, it will be exactly what is needed. So we also want to try this concept that it's vehicle as a tool that you can use at your work to earn your money directly or indirectly, and still it have the fun vehicle. I really like the model how like Ford done. I also don't know, can I say but that, but I really admired with F-150 as a working vehicle, as a leisure vehicle, normal vehicle, and then you have Raptor just for fun. I think so. Exactly, that's what we would like to make from the TerraStorm. This is vehicle that you're not shy of to drive the van because it's not anymore like regular van.
Well, it does look kind of purposeful, and I'm looking at some of the specifications here behind me on the screen. So first of all, it looks purposeful. It has kind of a tough look, big bumper, extra lights, right? In the front, there is a winch. Provision or you can actually get a winch. And some of the specifications, so for example, it can climb a 65% grade, a maximum grade, which is, I mean, pretty remarkable. 28.4 side slope, you know, usually people see these kind of taller vehicles and they're very concerned, you know, how far can I go? Can I go to the side? Can I go up, down? And you providing all these specifications, and I think, you know, that's exactly what people want to see, especially like weight ratings, how much fuel you have on board, you know, how far you can go, and also, you know, good approach and departure angles, you know, 26 degree approach, 20 departure. That's typical to like a four-wheel drive pickup truck that we have here in US. So, and especially when you said the modular system with camping, boom, it's like a home run, right, Nathan?
Yeah, that is our bread and butter in the United States, because that industry is massive here and it's only growing. I mean, if even with COVID, they were doing online expos for overlanding and the numbers were incredible. Millions of people were checking these vehicles out. I think part of it has to do with the fact that people like the rugged lifestyle, but they really want a sophisticated vehicle that they can drive on the road with no problem. And unlike the Praetorian, the TerraStorm looks like it would be that vehicle. And it we know that there are other ones here in the United States, the Mercedes and whatnot, that do compete. But what's interesting is you guys do have your unique suspension and underpinnings and armor and all of that that comes underneath the vehicle to make it that much more capable. And then on top of that, you do have all the modular setups out there, including one that actually allows for motorcycles to be hauled, I believe. I saw that. And there's something else that you guys had a sketch of, which I think we'd like to know a little bit about, and it's your trailer. You know what I'm talking about. And you guys didn't have a lot of details about it, but it was there, and it looked really cool. And Andre and I were jumping over each other trying to get details on it. So we were hoping you could talk to us about that as well.
Yeah, so if to speak about the TerraStorm, like part by part, and exactly what you mentioned, that we tried to show the dimensions and approach angles, and also we on our page you can see the video how we do the testing on the testing ground, so how it's coped with the bumps, hilly roads, water. So if you go on the like video part you pick up the TerraStorm and the video, you're gonna see how we test it. And one of the tests is side slope with 28 degree in the motion, which is really like close the question about like, can I drive it in off-road where this G-point and so on and so on. And also G-point we try to reduce with our suspension. And you're exactly right that our like custom built suspension for this vehicle is done specially for the reason that I cannot say average, but like normal people, not professional, can drive this vehicle somewhere off-road. And we're proud of our tailor-made, custom-made skid plate. So it starts from the bumper and goes all the way back to the vehicle, protecting engine, transmission, fuel tanks, axle, like literally everything is protected. But the only reason why it's done, again, is to refer back to Praetorian, just to give the feeling that you need to think about road and your job, which is need to be done, or just your fun, which you need to get, and not thinking about how vehicle can be damaged doing off-road. And that's why you start crawling really like gently, and that's, you don't have fun anymore from the off-road. So the vehicle is really durably done just to make it fast and far. If to speak about the trailer, we play with it, but according to the demand, actually that the cost of the trailer was, let's say, the bigger than TerraStorm. And then again, the special driving license and really like special skills for off-roading of high G-point vehicle with the trailer, and we decided not to go really further with that because it's not efficient from the price, it's not efficient from the skills, and that's easier just to buy to your child another like vehicle and just drive it with another vehicle. So unfortunately, so far we don't see it as a like mass production, like regular that you can come and like pre-sell us. We can for sure build it for the like if you really, 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 really want it for very, very much money. but so far, it's not anymore in production.
I understand that makes sense. It's a shame because it looks really cool too. But you know, one of the things that we are doing, and Andre actually has it on the screen there, as we're showing some of the Praetorian configurations that they have, which, you know, can go from a cargo vehicle all the way to an ambulance and, you know, once again to a bus. And it's a fascinating vehicle to us. I think the reason why we really focused on it is because we're seeing the potential, obviously, for overlanding for both vehicles, but also the fact that they're so flexible. and that you can turn it into something else and make it more than one thing and be really, really capable off-road. Those are the most important things to the TFL off-road and TFL truck community. In fact, Andre is so into it right now. I think he's thinking about getting a tattoo of the Praetorian on his back. So, but just so you know, he's really into it.
Not a tattoo, no, but I'm trying to configure it right now.
Ah, there you go.
So just let's not do the tattoo like one teaser. I hope that start next year we will have our clothes collection, which is will be done for the mining, adventure, tourism, and for the law enforcement. So it will be tough, cool, and again, like very, very durable one. And I think we will try to match the torso style in general. So the design language remain the same in the clothes. So I think it can work in this case. And about the again like modification, for sure we can do a lot based on your needs. And for example, if we speak about those specifications that we cannot make or someone can do better than we, obviously there are companies who like really specialize in something really unique. And even for expedition vehicles, which are really like, you know, you take the vehicle and do like round world trip. So for this vehicle or for these companies and private owned clients, we have the model, we call it Empty Shell, which is both buses, Praetorian and Terrastorm. They can be from outside, from suspension, from technical point of view, it's already prepared and inside it's empty. But it's not like empty, like general empty, where you need to start like, you know, cut the floor, try to like find where to glue it, how to glue it, how later on to pass certification and all these millions of problems in automotive world. So we deliver empty shell, which is already prepared, meaning that you have the professional floor, you have the professional sides, like plastic panels, insulations, you can have windows or you can have no windows, whatever else, but meaning inside it's like a shell where you can give your imagination fly around and you can convert it in the way you like it, meaning you can do your like dream camper what you have in your mind and not in our mind, and probably like special service vehicles also for special laboratories. Usually laboratories for oil and gas, they utilize like different some tools that they even did not think that they exist, but they would like to integrate it there. So for this purpose we have this empty shell, and we can sell it for their like your converter or to you, and you go to your like close to your converter and you can build whatever you want that exactly fits to you. And one of the concept of our vehicle is also, and that we're really proud to work with them and a truck and bus, that you can service around the world. Meaning that if you go to kind of expedition, like somewhere from nowhere, but it's through the globe. So if something broke, you actually can repair instantly, because almost all the parts usually in each country in the world, because it's Volkswagen Group still, and service integrated. So it's one window service, meaning that the customer does not need to know like the our internal problem. He goes to the service and he can get the whole service from that spot, and how it's managed inside between our companies, it's our task. And that's usually we have the kind of question like, guys, can your vehicles be even more off-road? Probably yes, but it's already go to another like stage where it's custom built one in one vehicle, and it's not even the problem of the cost. Yeah, because when you do the custom build one vehicle, the cost easily goes 300-500. The other question, how you do service it? So if on this very specific vehicle will break something, like repair can be possible only by us who build that. And you know, we're pretty flexible, we're pretty cool, but sometimes we need to give someone to do their job as well. So That's DNA behind the vehicle. You buy and you don't need to think about the like problems. Okay, they probably can be, but they are solvable rather than like to install Portal Axle and then like there is nothing to do with that Portal Axle.
So yeah, I mean, that's very interesting. So you're saying, first of all, the vehicle can be purchased and or serviced at a VW or MAN dealership networks, right?
And
yours.
So far, yeah, mainly we sell among our distributor network, but we like including countries all around. But the main thing that our like our part of the vehicle is building the way that any dealer understands it. So our codes is similar, the service manuals are similar, spare parts catalog are similar. So the people actually who make it, like physically, they understand what needs to be done. So for example, if air condition does not work, so they have all the instruction how to repair it.
Very cool. So, and you guys, in case you're wondering for more information, you can go to torsus.eu. That's the main site, torsus.eu. So, and you could also play around with all the options like I've been doing during this show. And of course, you know, this podcast is on our YouTube channel, TFL Talk, YouTube channel, and also TFL Talking Trucks podcast. Nathan, do you have any more questions or comments?
I wanted to summarize that it's very possible that you could come into the United States within the next couple of years, provided that you have a partnership that works with your company for the United States. So for instance, an upfitter or an RV company or a drilling company, industrial companies, any of those could partner with you in order to get you into the United States. So it is possible that we could see a Torsus product here in the next couple of years. I mean, would that be a fair way to say it?
Yeah, like we're working on that. We want to be at your market. The only thing that I think the partnership more close to automotive partner with whom we can do the proper certification, adjustment of the vehicle to be like fully legal, certify on the roads. So we need to do like our one of the values to do everything proper. And we just don't want to like jump in the market and something was not prepared and then we like don't have another chance to jump in the market. So with the proper partner, when we prepare everything, the product and ourselves, the business processes, then yeah, for sure, I would be happy to be in the States for sure.
And we would be happy to test your vehicles all over the Rocky Mountains, which is the most challenging and beautiful terrain on the planet, by the way. So Ooh. We're already putting that offer out there just for you.
Wow. Wow.
That's but Andre?
Strong words. Very strong.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Exactly.
We can have a deal on that already. And you can take the vehicles instantly. First of all, you are very welcomed in Europe to try our mountains. And when the vehicle will be in States, you definitely can do whatever you want with it, just to confirm all what I told right now.
Absolutely.
But the only one, not kind of requirement, but suggestion, if you say about so beautiful mountains and so beautiful roads over there, or off-roads over there, I just need to give you two of our best cameramen to capture all this.
Okay.
We're sold. We got a deal. That's great. Yeah. one final thing, which we actually didn't cover. Your company is based in Slovakia, am I correct?
No, the seat of the company, the headquarters in Prague, in Slovakia. Okay. In Slovakia, we have the production facility.
I see. Okay.
Nice. Well, we'll send Roman over there too. Our owner and CEO. He was actually born in Prague. So if it comes to that, you know, we can use Roman as well.
Yeah, he's shy because his check isn't as good as it used to be, I think. So
we can train.
we know how to say ahoy. That's all he's taught us so far.
All right, Vakhtang. Well, thank you for your time. I really appreciate the information. You got some cool machines over there. So contact us anytime. So it's, you know, it's an open door. So whenever you have new...
Yeah, like we will keep you updated with all our like interesting thoughts or executions interesting. And again, if you will have any chance to come to Europe, or if you can schedule it, I will be more than happy to invite you and host here and to see all around the factory, the people, the vehicles, obviously, to test the Tankadrome, compare your Tankadrome in States with our in Europe. So, you know, that's the life. Like, we're really happy to enjoy life in like after motorbike, something like that.
That would be true. Thank you so much for the invitation. And we will take, once COVID, everything else is, you know, addressed, then we will definitely look into that. That sounds like a hell of an invitation. What do you think, Andre?
Absolutely. I agree 100%. All right. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
All right. Cheers. See you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.